to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are now in the second half of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Today's program is it worth the fight? That's what we're focusing on today, and we're asking you that question. Is it worth the fight? Are you having a hard time deciding that for your own relationship? Give us a call at 855-454-5905. And right before the break, we were in the middle of a conversation with
Sophia.
So, Sophia, we're bringing you back into the call. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, and if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Sophia. This is Marcos Mercado, the host of Marriage Beyond the Vows. And Sophia, I did mention that I had a scripture for you. I don't know if you were able to hear that scripture at the beginning of the show, but it's James chapter 4, and it talks about the fights and quarrels we have among us and that they come from the battles within. And so the Bible says about asking God that, I love this part here. It says you do not have because you do not ask God. And so my question for you, Sophia, is after these 3 years, and you said it's been a challenge, have you been really asking God to heal your relationship and to make things clear for you?
Yes, day in and day out. And the thing is, I mean, I know sometimes it's not, I don't really, keep, persistent in asking God about, about the relationship. I mainly ask him about, and, trust him about other things, about directing our path and our steps with all the other things we're going through.
Sure.
But it's not just him showing me appreciation. It's either with mainly too calling about him helping me around the house. Like,
I know, but Sophia, Sophia,
to help you with all the things.
Sophia, listen to me. If you keep focusing on the next, I'm sure there's a lot your husband needs to change. But is there anything worth?
How long do you stay in there to say I'm gonna stay with you this long to change? How long?
What if he never changes?
You said where?
What if he never changes?
That's what a lot of people keep telling me.
Yeah. What if he doesn't change?
But God never gave up on us, so I'm trying to figure out. I don't want to give up on him. It's like
I know.
Like,
so this is what you do, Sophia. There are some things that you can live with and some things you can't. Okay. It sounds like you're miserable and you're very unhappy. And I think that you can't focus on changing him. You know what would be a good test for you? I'm wondering what your husband would have to say about the things you need to change. You asked him?
Yeah, too.
Okay.
Yeah, my pastor told us about that. He gave him a couple of ultimatum things. He told us to write down what things I need to change. And he told me that I need to be more encouraging to him.
Absolutely, I believe
and
it too.
I told him, I said, I am. How am I not? He said, because when I, with the car, one thing is about the car. When he tries to, he works at a car place, and I tell him,
I don't know,
he tells me that something needs to be fixed in a car. I tell him, don't touch it because I think you're going to break it.
Okay, but listen, Sophia.
Let me do it.
Listen,
or his father do it.
You ready to hear this? I absolutely believe that you're not encouraging because of what I've been hearing from you so far. You're very negative. You're a negative person. And you need to stop being negative. And so instead of saying so much of the things your husband needs to change, I want you for the next month not point out anything in your husband and just focus on being encouraging. You think you can do that?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm serious. Like, really make a vow, start praying and fasting about not saying anything negative. That's going to be a huge challenge for you because it seems like your natural instinct is to be critical and negative. And that's just what I'm getting from being on the phone with you for a few minutes. So, Sophia, I want to give you that challenge. I hope and pray you take it. And then I would love to hear back from you in a month. Let me know how things went.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, Sophia. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to continue on here with our phone calls. And I believe we're going to line two, where we have Renata. Renata is calling in from New Jersey on line two. Good morning, Renata. You're live on the air with Praise. Okay, hold on. I think we just, that line too. Okay, now, all right, we'll continue on here. I believe with another caller from New Jersey, LaToya, calling in on line three. Good morning, LaToya. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you so much for your call. We're talking about, is it worth the fight? What is your comment or question for us today?
Yes. So it's more of a question. So I met a man. We both were out of relationships that we were engaged to people that weren't, you know, on the same path as us. Things were great. First month, we like, you know, it's the moon and the stars, even to a point where he bought me a ring and, you know, agreed. We had great biblical foundation that was similar and how we wanted to raise our children. We would be a blended family. So finally, when it came time to meet the children or his children, his, I guess, child's mother got wind of it and basically decided not to let him see his children.
Okay.
So at that point, everything was downhill for us. I literally met a whole new person. I almost feel like he blamed me, though he said he didn't. And we didn't, all the future talk stopped. You know, even him calling me 15 million times a day stopped. You know, we talk here and there. And then he was just saying, like, he was depressed. And apparently he suffers from that sometimes, I suppose. So then I tried to just be supportive because I don't even know how to deal with that, you know. And I do feel like we love each other and we could have such an awesome future. Like, I really see that, you know what I mean? And I saw that in that man prior to all this happening. So now I guess I kind of wonder, like, what, like, you know, is it worth it, you know? And he's telling me now it's kind of like, oh, well, sometimes you put pressure, you're pushing too much, like pushing. Cause I kind of want answers. Like, well, sure. What is it now? Should we just end it? Or do you want time? Like, and it's hard for me because I don't know how to go from 100 to zero. It doesn't feel very good. You know, like, is it worth it? Is it worth sticking in it? If I really feel like somewhere, like, God allowed me to meet this person and me to be in his life too, for a reason.
There is a reason. And I think, LaToya, one of the things that the beauty of being where you are is that because you're not married, you can make a decision. It's different if you had made your vows before God and before man and you're married and then you're in it for the rest of your life. But if you're not, you know, there are times where God really makes some things clear to us. And I think that this has really been a time of testing in your relationship. And you got to ask yourself, honestly, you know, how has the relationship, you know, stood through this test? Because it sounds to me that he's not doing, at least your husband in this situation, or your future husband that you're hoping to be, your boyfriend or your fiance. Are you engaged?
No, not yet. But okay, I mean, he has the ring. I've seen it.
All right, so he has the ring, but he hasn't given it to you. You've seen the ring. That, to me, that would be a clear sign. It's like that ring should be on your finger. So this is a test, and I don't think he's really passing right now. And so this is a sign you got to look at. You know, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 3 that talks about building, and it really talks about our relationship with God. But it, one of the parts that I want to make a relation, you know, a kind of a correlation with your relationship is the fact that it says that how you build will be tested with fire. So this is a test for your relationship, and this is how he's responded to the hardship. Instead of drawing closer, he's drawn distant. Instead of showing you and being, you know, reassuring, he's insecure about this. And so I think that, to me, this would be a sign, LaToya, that why would you want to continue on in a relationship if he's not passing this test? And I'm not saying he wouldn't struggle through it, but the fact that ring is not on your finger and all this, to me, it says a lot.
Right. Even if his children, again, he's very close to his children. And
sure, and that's awesome.
By me being in his life, I guess, essentially, it means that he doesn't get to see them. You know?
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. LaToya, I want to put you on hold for a minute. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everyone else, if you're on hold, we ask that you wait patiently and please don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
That's right. So, good people, we are in the middle of our conversation about, is it worth the fight? That's what we're talking about here on Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We welcome your phone calls at 855-454-5905. We'll also find out what people are saying on our second favorite book, Facebook. All that and more when we return. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. We're now in the last segment of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Again, we're talking about, is it worth the fight? That is our topic this morning. Feel free to reach out to us at 855-454-5905. When we left you last, we were in the midst of a conversation with Latoya. We're bringing her back into the fold now. Latoya, are you there?
I'm here.
There you go, Latoya. Thank you so much for your patience and waiting while we had that brief break. For all those just tuning in, we were talking to Latoya, and Latoya has been dating someone who has a ring, but has not given her the ring yet because they had a challenge. He has children. The children, the mother got in the picture. She is intervened, didn't want the children to meet her. And now her boyfriend has been more distant and not really showing the same enthusiasm and affection. So, Latoya, I have a suggestion for you. Do you believe do you have about 4 or 5 people that you believe truly love you and you trust very much in your life?
I'd like to think so.
Okay. If you make a list of those, 4 to 5 people, maybe your mom, your best friend, your siblings, people who they're going to be honest with you, and sit with each and every one of them and be really honest and share with them the situation and see what they tell you. Because a lot of times we're not objective when we're in the relationship. But if people that love us, that want what's best for us, they will be able to say, listen, Latoya, I know the situation, because I don't know it the way they would know it. And they don't know, they know you best. Would you really be able to be happy? Because if you listen to our show enough, a lot of times we get calls of people who kind of saw the red flags in the relationship, but they didn't really, they didn't embrace it. And then they got married and now they've had regrets. And right. I don't want that for you. And so I want to encourage you to, instead of just saying, okay, what's the advice we give you, is listen to the people that want what was best for you and take their advice. And pray to God. Say, God, make it clear. Speak through these people. And because they love you and care for you, what are they going to say?
Right. Now, do you think it's safe to say that me giving him his space to be able to figure things out is okay? Because I just feel something in me feels like not... I don't know, God kind of allowed us to meet for a reason.
Sure.
And he is a spiritual man, and, he does believe in God, and I don't know, something.
I'm going to say something.
For whatever reason.
Latoya, not everybody you date and that God allows you to have a relationship, it's because it would end up in marriage.
True.
And so you really got to ask yourself, there's a reason. I was in a relationship one time, way before I met my wife, and I thought the same way. And if I didn't let go, I would have never met and married my wife.
Right.
And so I'm not saying that that's the same case for you, but I know that I needed to let go. And not to sound like a cliche, but it is a cliche, right? But you got to let go and let God sometimes.
Yeah.
If it's meant to be, there's nothing you can do to get in the way. God would make it clear. So sometimes
Absolutely.
Letting go is good. But I would encourage you, get input from those that love you and want what's best for you instead of, because they'll be a lot more objective than you would.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Latoya. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Great. All right. I believe it's Renata, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Renata on line one. Good morning, Renata.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. If you could just speak up a little bit. We're hearing you a little low.
Oh, okay.
That's great. Thank you so much. I don't know what happened. We lost you a minute ago. Thank you so much for your patience and waiting on the line. What is your comment or question for us today?
Almost the same as the last 2 calls you have. Like, I was always the one giving and not receiving.
Okay.
The one I love.
Are you presently married?
Yes, I'm married.
How long?
We're going on next month, it'll be 14 years, but we've been together 22.
Mm. And you feel like you're the giver?
Never receiving. But then the last call you called, then the last call that I called said that, he said, I'm pushing him. So there's a lot of things going on. He said, I'm pushing him. I asked, I want answers. But he said, I'm always pushing.
So what was this always the case in the 14 years or even in the 22 years you've been together?
Yeah, because it's just the things going on. He said, I always argue, but it was the things he always did in the relationship.
Are you together?
No, we're separated.
Okay,
right,
you're
now.
Separated. Are you having conversation about getting back together, or is the relationship over? I mean, where are you in the relationship?
Said, at the beginning, he said, I know you, he was saying, I know you want to say, you want to fight for your marriage, but he says we just don't get along. But we don't get along because he he's having like an affair. Like he has a girlfriend and he has a wife.
Oh, absolutely.
He loves both of them. And then he said he loves both, but I don't want to share my husband with anybody.
And you shouldn't. And you definitely shouldn't. So here's the thing. So he says he loves you, but loves the mistress
her
as well.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? This might sound crazy, but it's probably true. However, he needs to let go of that relationship if the marriage is going to be able to work. Sometimes people could be torn. It's interesting. There's a book out there called His Needs, Her Needs. I recommend it for a lot of couples. It's pretty intense, and it's about having an affair-proof marriage. It's by a guy named Dr. Willard Harley. And he talks about the fact that you can be in love with someone else because they start meeting your emotional needs that your spouse doesn't meet. And so the only way around that, to be honest with you, Renata, is you got to be willing to fight, if this is what you want, to fight for your marriage and start meeting those emotional needs for your husband. But he also has to make a commitment that he's going to cut off that relationship. You can't have both. And I wouldn't encourage you to move forward until he's willing to let it go. If he's torn.
I keep telling him, like, you need to, like, if you guys are so good together and that's what you want, he goes, no, she wants me, but that's not what it wants to be. He said, give him time. But how much time do I keep waiting? I'm like,
well, you tell me. That's a good question. What? How much time do you want to give him?
I mean, I'm tired of, like, I keep trying to tell him I'm tired of being alone. You're not making a choice.
But do you want to give him time? And if you do, how long?
Like, that's what I'm saying. I just don't think it's fair to me to have to wait.
No, it's not fair. But do you want to give him time? He asked, give him time. I mean, do you want to give him a week, a month, 6 months? I mean, do you want to give him any time?
Well, it's already been 6 months. It's already been that time already.
Okay. So you don't want to give him any more time. Then at this point, you need to call him to a decision. There is no more time. And that's what I think you need to share. You need to say, listen, you've had 6 months. So then it's over, Renata. Then there's nothing you can do. It sounds like you want him to make the right decision. He's not willing. He wants time. You don't want to give him time. I mean, somebody has to give. You're both not giving. Now, I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying that that's what you should do. But no one's giving in this relationship. So either he needs to give up that relationship or you need to give him that time. Someone has to give. And if you're not willing and he's not willing, then it's over. You got to be willing. Now, my encouragement to you, Renata, is if you did, you've given him 6 months already, give him a week. A lot can change in a week. You know, you fast, you pray, you give him a week, and you say, after this week, your decision, and not your words, but your actions will dictate where we're going to go from here.
Yeah, but when I mentioned, are we going to do paperwork or something like divorce? He gets upset. He said, no, I'm not giving you a divorce. You're my wife. Like, he doesn't want to, like...
But he's already stepped out of the marriage. You can divorce him. He's with someone else.
No, he's not with someone. He's, like, he's lived somewhere else, but he comes back and forth.
But didn't you say he's having an affair?
Yeah.
So he's with someone.
But he said he's not with her. He's just with her all the time. Like, they don't live together.
But are they having sex?
Yeah. Huh?
Are they intimate? Are they having sex? Is he with someone else?
He said he's not. But I don't understand that.
Yeah. So why is he spending time with her?
I don't know. Because he says when he needs help. Yeah, he says when he needs help.
He's lying. Come on, Renata. He's lying. He's lying. There's no way he's going to be spending time with another woman and they're just friends.
Yeah.
Were they involved before?
Yes.
Of course. So then no. Then listen, at that point, that's when you call him to a decision. He's not manning up about this. He's trying to hold on to you and hold on to that.
Don't
allow that. Look, you have boundaries. There's no way. You love God. You love him. But there's some things you're just not going to do. You're not going to. Are you okay with sharing your husband?
No.
Then that's it. Then that's clear. So give him a week. Say, listen, this is a decision you got to make. If you're going to be together, you can't have this relationship at all. You can't even be friends. There's no such thing as being friends with her. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Bible says. Forsake all others. No one else. Let no one come between you. He's letting this other woman come between you. you got to say no way. And if that's what he wants, then amen. You can work on it. But if that's not what he wants, then there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Okay, Renata? Stand firm, my sister.
Okay.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thanks.
All right, good. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows, and the question we're asking is it worth the fight? Is it worth fighting for your relationship? We've had some amazing conversations today, and we still have some more who are patiently waiting on the line. And we're going to go to, let's go to a brother. Let's go to a good man here who's calling in. He's calling in anonymously on line 5 from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for your patience. I know you were on hold for a little bit. So what is your comment or question for us today, my brother?
I have a question. I'm trying to think. I've been thinking while I'm on hold the right way to approach this because I've talked to you in the past. And I remember you saying read the book, His Needs, Her Needs. And I got the book and I've been reading into it. And I guess in short, trying to think how to give you the short version. It's like in my marriage. I find myself being the one that's constantly frustrated, and I know that I come with my share of faults, and I understand that the man needs to take the lead, and when you want to win someone over, the best thing you can do is turn yourself over, and you start making a change, so let God make a change to you first. I understand all that. Well, with me, I'm not your typical guy, and I've been searching for books that will address those guys like me that are the exception to the rule, like with me and my wife. I take on a lot of the woman's characteristics, and she takes on a lot of the man's. I'm the one that's emotional, romantic, affectionate, very talkative, always, outwardly expressive. She's the one that's kind of a little disconnected, quiet, don't really talk about feelings,
okay.
Not affectionate at all, not really romantic, and she's all of that. And I constantly find myself feeling alienated and shut down and feeling like I'm being starved for something that I need. And I feel like I don't get it on top of the sexual and all that stuff like that, which she does. But
okay.
I don't feel that it's just because she wants to. I think it's in part because she wants to rather than just to take care of my needs. So my wife is very unaffectionate.
So you want your wife to desire you, not just perform and have intimacy, but to have a desire for it, to initiate, to be passionate. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, that, but mainly affection. Holding hands, kissing, cuddling. We're in the bed. I climb in the bed. I'm the one always trying to put my arm around her. Usually she's sitting on her side with that phone, even though we're listening.
Let me ask you this, and it's a pretty personal question, so don't feel obligated to answer it if you don't feel comfortable. But was your wife ever abused? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Because I think sometimes, I know men have expectations, but if there's been abuse in the past, you have to approach it very differently. All right, so she hasn't been abused. What does she say when you bring this up? What is her reason for not giving you the affection that you desire?
Well, usually it's an argument, when we talk about it, because maybe I come off wrong, because I come off an attitude, because at that point it's boiled over, because I've tried not to say anything.
Okay.
I wait and it's festered. But you see, usually a point of contention when we complain, and she'll try, but usually it'll go for a little bit, and it's usually the default.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you had to gauge your, and you read the book, right? So your love bank, if you had to gauge it, like how empty or how full is your love bank right now?
On a scale from 1 to 10, I'd say it's about a 2.
Okay, so you're pretty low, all right? And for all those who are just tuning in or you haven't read His Needs, Her Needs, Dr. Harley talks about having a love bank, and he basically says it's the love deposits or withdrawals that you make into your heart. And right now you're saying you're at a 2, so you're pretty low. Does she know this?
Yes, I talk about it all the time, but then she just gets defensive and offended. She came from a family where her father worked really hard, worked 2 and 3 jobs. She didn't talk about feelings. They didn't really share emotions, no kisses, no hugs. She's never even heard seen her parents exchange a kiss and say, I love you. And I understand that, but I didn't see all of this after we got married and she starts to explain.
Of course, of course. Well, this is what I'm going to suggest for you. And it's not an exact fit, but my wife and I, there are some things that I really felt like, all right, look, I'm on empty. I'm low. I need you to, fulfill and meet my needs. And no matter how much I said it, it just I wasn't the best person to communicate those things because the same reason I was frustrated. And what I realized helped is having other women in her life that she can trust, mature women. The Bible talks about older women helping the younger women to you know, love their husbands. And so I don't know if you have that, but if you don't, you absolutely need to have relationships with other couples, especially for her to have some girlfriends that really help her and for you to express that to them with her permission, of course. But I know that my wife has, you know, it's just, it's different when it comes from someone else.
I could think of maybe one person, but my wife is very private, and she would be upset to see that I even shared it.
No, but you need to get her permission, and you need to say, listen, this is obviously not working for me to tell you because it's too personal for you. As much as you try to be objective, I mean, you're hurt, and you're hurting, so you're going to come across frustrated, and she's going to be defensive, you know, just naturally defensive. But if it comes from someone else, it's like, listen, you know, sweetie, you're not being a loving wife, and this is why. Your husband's not feeling loved. You're setting him up to lose. You know, that's just not what you want. You know, you read the book, right? You realize that you become more vulnerable if you're not meeting each other's needs, more vulnerable for Satan's temptations. And so I think that coming from you is not going to work. You're saying at least one person, I think it's worth the shot and letting her know, listen, is it okay? Can we have this person talk? Just share about this area. This is a need that I have. Can we talk to them?
We've been to counseling twice, and you know, I want to look into trying that. And in the short term, I'm trying to think, what do I do? Because I feel like I give so much of myself. I feel like I'm getting little or nothing. Like when we get in the bed, I have to put my arm around her and pull her over most of the time. She does do it on her own here sometimes, but that's because I have to complain about it and remind her. If I don't, she'll sit over there, her legs crossed and her arms crossed, and it's like she doesn't have that antenna up. Like, okay, I fixed it.
But there's something. There's some. I got you. And I believe you, and I don't think you're intentionally trying to push her away, but I'm sure there's something you can do that would help her to change. I mean, do you believe your wife loves you?
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah, so if she does, and I think it's worth the shot to have someone else in there, because sometimes, you know, couples just can't see eye to eye in these situations, and it's too emotionally charged for you to try to be the one to help her with it. So you have to interview. And if you said counseling has, I don't know how much of that's helped, but somebody that she trusts that can say, listen, sweetie, you need help. This is what you need to do.
This helps some. Like I heard you say something, and she even heard you on the radio here recently, and you made a comment about electronics. Mm-hmm. And I complained about it. She used to do it in access, in the bed, in the car, the tire rack.
And now you
actually be on the phone. She don't do it as much now. So when I say something, she'd be like, well, you know, she adds it up like cumulatively. Well, I've only done this once in the past 2 weeks, but when she does get on it, she's on it like for 30, 45 minutes at a time, maybe 20, you know, and she gets in the bed with that phone 20, 30 minutes at a time. I'm sitting beside her like, really? Are you really going to stay on that phone 15, 20, 30 minutes straight, you know, doing whatever you're doing? And if I say something, she gets aggravated, she gets irritated, she's offended. And
yeah, because it's coming from you. It's too... She probably, and this is my assumption, she's probably already knows that this is a weakness and she's feeling guilty and frustrated. And when she hears it from you, it's probably even more discouraging. That's what I'm saying. It makes a difference to hear from someone else.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get someone else in it because me talking is just
it's not working.
More points of contention for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't help. Like, look at it like this. It hasn't worked this far. You have to change your approach.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, how many men are like I am? I feel like I'm the woman sitting over here.
No,
she's the man. I'm crying about holding hands when we get out to go into the store. She just walks off sometimes in front of me, or it's a distance between us. I have to grab her hand.
It's fine. Your need, you have a need for affection. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's your need. That's what makes you feel loved. I think that it's just changing the approach of how she can grasp this, that this is your need.
You know, the whole bottom line, the whole thing, things will change sometimes, but they'll change for a short period of time, and they'll go right back.
Yeah, you know why, right? It's not her conviction. She's not there. But that's what I'm saying. You have to resolve that you can't be the broken record. Now, you can talk to God about it, and you could talk to this other person to help you, but if you keep bringing it up to her, it's only going to make it harder and more discouraging for her at this present time. I'm not saying she can't get to that place where she's ready to hear you, but right now, this is just not working.
And I know I do my wrong. I mean, I'm no angel. You know, I realize I'm a little needy. I'm a little jealous. You know, and I have my issues, but I put all my focus into her to try to love her. And We hear you.
Listen, you don't need to tell us you're not perfect. We know that. But you have a need. There's nothing wrong with having that expectation. Please take the approach that I'm giving you. Don't go around. Go with another woman or someone that she trusts to be able to talk to her, a friend, and hopefully even a couple, a mature couple that can help you. The counseling is great, but I think this is going to be a little bit more. This is a friendship that she needs, an older woman that would help her to love you the way you need to be loved. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you calling today.
All right. Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye.
All right. We're going to continue on here with our phone calls. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. We have a few more minutes left, so if you want to give us a call, please do at 855-454-5905. We're going to Debbie, who's been waiting patiently on line one. Good morning, Debbie. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. You know, I'm getting ready for this weekend with family and friends. But Debbie, we posted the question of, you know, is your marriage worth fighting for? Do you have a question or a comment for us regarding that?
I actually have a comment. It's very interesting because I know this is God sent, this conversation, because I got on maybe about a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
And I heard a young lady discussing the problem she was having with her marriage and her husband and infidelity.
Yes.
I actually empathize, if that's the word I can use, with her, because I understand what she's going through, because I'm going through the same situation. In that situation, I did, as you said, fast and pray and talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dare say that in this situation, I heard you asking her, is she willing to continue to wait?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand all of that, because what I did fast and pray. And it hurt. It hurt a lot. I've been married this August would have been 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he just left maybe 3 months ago.
Wow.
And there is another woman. He left the state. Though he's not living with her.
He's having a relationship.
Yes, and I know he is. Even though he says he isn't, I don't believe that, because there's no man who would have emotional attachment to another woman and not have some sort of relationship.
Sure, and even if it's not, if they're not being intimate, it's not a healthy relationship. You feel like he's violating the marriage, and that's far enough.
Exactly. But what I would say is to the young lady and any other woman who's in this situation, like you said, let go and let God. That is definitely the truth. God will give you the peace. The whole thing in this situation is this. If this is a marriage that God wants you to stay in, he will definitely let you know. I personally didn't want to wait. I wanted to say it's done, it's over, I don't care. Because of the hurt.
Sure.
But having that relationship with God and Holy Spirit, I was told point blank period, he is my husband. Let God do what he has to do with him. The question I had to ask myself, am I really willing to wait?
Yeah.
Do I love him enough to wait?
And what was your answer?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Because this is a marriage from God. If this is a true marriage of God and God has plans and he already predestined what he wanted done, then we have to trust and believe that what God is saying is true. And he will give you peace. Now, you know, there are definitely days where it's hard because you think about what's going on and he left and he's over there and I know something's going on. But that peace that God has for you, when it is definitely, definitely what he wants for you, you will get that peace.
I think so. And Debbie, you sound very resolved to wait on God. And it unlike, you know, the caller you're referring to, she just is having such a hard time. And I'm not saying it's not hard, but there's a difference between when you resolve for to go through the storm, that you're not complaining as you're going through it, because, you know, God is going to give you that strength. And at the end of the day, God does give us free will. So even though he wants this marriage, he is not going to force your husband to love you.
Exactly.
And that's the love of God, right? We know the story of the prodigal son. God in that story loved his son enough to let him go and even encourage him to go. And that's what God, that's what love does. It's like, is willing to let go. So that,
that's what I did, not meaning to cut you off. That's what I did, because we had a conversation before he left. He actually really left the state. He's way far away from here. And we had the conversation, and God gave me the peace to say, let him go.
Yeah.
I need to work on him in order for him to love you the way I do.
And let's be honest, so, Debbie, it wouldn't work. If you try to manipulate him, guilt him out, I mean, he has to make the decision to want to be with you and be in this marriage. Wow, well, Debbie, we appreciate you calling, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. Stay strong. Stay encouraged. I mean, I can't wait to hear what God does. Please call us back.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Well, Debbie, have a great weekend. God
you
bless.
Too.
All right. We're going to continue on here. We're going to Victoria, who's calling from Philadelphia on line 3. Good morning, Victoria. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. I'm calling in because as I'm listening to the different conversations, I can relate so much to all of them. The young lady, Toya, who's in a relationship where she believes that the young man wanted to marry her, but then there's been a sudden halt.
Yes, and he still has the ring, right? That one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can relate to that. I can also relate to the young lady who got on right after her, Renata. It's just... it's uncanny how both of the situations, though different, very similar to what I'm going through myself.
Okay.
In a relationship for 4 years, after being divorced and then my husband passing away, staying single after the divorce and then my husband passing away about 5 years ago, met a young man and, you know, I was praying throughout the times that I was divorced and separated from my husband because I just... enjoyed being married, and I enjoyed having, you know, just someone, you know, in my life.
Sure.
However, I learned to accept that that was not what God was allowing at the time. So I was able to get through that, you know, with little to no problem, but constantly in prayer, because I believe that God says pray without ceasing. I also believe that what God has for you is for you. So that being said, I met a young man, and it took me a while to get used to being in another relationship.
Okay.
Long story short, after 4 years, we still had not gotten married, which wasn't going to work for me. We practiced celibacy throughout the 4 years, which made me feel like maybe this is what God had for me.
Okay. But he did not want to marry. Is that what it was?
He did want to marry me. He proposed to me. But I started seeing the signs, and that's what I could relate to with Toya. I started seeing the signs where, he was pulling back. I started seeing where, as much as I was loving him and I felt like he was still loving me, we weren't moving anywhere.
I got you. So you, something wasn't clicking.
Something wasn't clicking.
And so what happened?
So, he ended up just here recently. He met another young woman.
Were you already separated at that time? You broke off? No.
No, we were moving towards a separation. We talked about separation. It was hinted around, but it was never a concrete thing.
Okay, so you were still in the relationship, but it wasn't going anywhere. It was stagnant.
It was starting to become very stagnant.
Okay.
He had said to me, within the last 2 years, he said to me, you know, the courting is over. So I said, well, what does that mean? Because you don't stop courting. You know, you still continue to love each other and do for one another. And he did do for me, but that dating and going out and just having that common interest, that began to dissipate to the point where we did really nothing. And so, but what I realized is like what you were saying to the other young lady, I was holding on because I was trusting and trying to believe that what God had brought into my life, it was everything I had prayed for. So I was trying to hold on to what I believe God had brought me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I said, something's still not adding up. It's that all the pieces just still don't fit.
Okay.
And I love this person very much. We recently had a conversation. And I was able to express to this person how much I truly love him. And I said to him, I'm fighting for what I believe God has joined together. However, I do understand that what's not meant to be is not meant to be.
Yeah.
And you can't make someone love you.
Yes.
You can't make someone want to be with you. I asked him point blank, the other young lady that you're seeing, do you love her? Initially, it was, no, I don't love her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about her.
So why was he seeing her? Okay.
Now he's saying, oh, yeah, I care for her. But so my thing is, it's not, he's going through his own
He's going through
process.
His own process. You're right. And,
yes.
and let me share a passage with you that I think mm-hmm. connects with all of this. And what you're saying is a woman, a man, too, because we just had an anonymous caller, a good brother just saying, hey, he wants to feel loved. What we want is to be loved. And
mm-hmm.
that is a God-like quality. I mean, that's what God wants, right?
Yeah.
But God never forces that on us. I mean, God can do anything, right? So he literally can make us love him. But that's mm-hmm. not real love, is it? It's a
right.
choice. And so
right.
I think that's what God gives us. I love this passage, and I think it sums up what we're looking for. And it's from the Old Testament. It's from the book of Genesis, Genesis 29. And it talks about Jacob working to get his wife. He had to work 7 years. And I'll read this part here. It says, so Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed only like a few days to him because of his love for her.
Wow.
7 years he worked to get her, and actually ended up being 14. And yet it seemed like only a few days because he was so wholehearted about this. He was so looking mm-hmm. forward to that relationship. That's what we desire. See, when someone is in a marriage and they're not loved, and or they're not, their husband or their wife is not trying to reconcile, or someone's
right.
you know, in a dating relationship or engaged, and that passion is not there, that drive is not there, I tell you, it's probably one of the saddest places to be if you're on the
yeah.
other side, because
yeah.
you desire to be loved.
And right.
and we got to be honest with ourselves. Some people are not honest with themselves, and they are not able to say, listen, what I need is to feel loved. I know that's what I need. I know that's what my wife needs. You know, when
right.
we even go through things in our marriage, it's because we're one of us or both at the same time are neglecting that love that we need to give to one another.
Right.
I don't think we deliberately do it, but
no.
we get distracted. No. We get but we can't
right.
do that.
Right.
And so I want to encourage you and all the listeners is like, there's nothing wrong with saying this is what I need. It's a need.
Right.
It's not selfish. It's not wrong. Now, it's different if you were to say, listen, I'm a real jealous person. I don't want my husband to have any friends. I don't want him to
mm-hmm.
do anything else. Just be with me all the time. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're asking is for this man to commit and to love you. If he doesn't, then why would you want this relationship?
Well, see, in my case, it's not like that.
No?
It's not like that. I said to him, you know, I love you. And I think that you still do have love for me. However, you have to do what you have to do to be happy, and so do I. And if being together is not what's going to make us happy, then I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. But what I wanted to also say is that I had to really, really, because it hurt so bad when he took up with the next woman.
But we're out of time, Victoria. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, I want to say thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for having that resolve to trust God in this situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Well, Victoria, thank you so much. And everyone
thank
else,
you.
We really do appreciate all the calls, all those who listened. And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, we got to go, but we'll be back next week.
Yes, believe it or not, we ran out of time. We hope you have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. And much love going out to our producer, Larry. He is not feeling well, so we're going to send him a whole lot of healing
mm-hmm.
love and hope that you'll be better and back with us next week. So have a peaceful, positive, and productive time. We'll see you next week.